Yo, yo, what's up? Harry Santos here, and we just rebranded our pod. I've been an advocate of crypto for about a decade now, so join me and some friends I've met along the way as we discuss and learn more about the space. Fasten your seatbelts, it's time to go block to the future.
Okay, welcome back, guys. Ito na naman tayo. We have a very important and big guest in this episode. Bigatin mga guests natin recently, no? In this episode, we'll be hearing from the former Solicitor General, Florin Helbay, who's also one of the top lawyers in the country and at the same time, the Dean of Siliman University right now. He's actually written a book, no? And before that, during the time of him being the Solicitor General, he actually was on the world stage fighting for our claim on the West Philippine Sea, no? So tonight we will be asking him how he got from there to Bitcoin, to writing about Bitcoin and educating people about Bitcoin. So welcome, Sir Dean Florin Helbay.
Hi, Harry. Hi. Thanks for having me and kamusta sa lahat ng mga listeners natin.
Yun. So let's get right to it, sir. Yun nga, like I was saying in my intro, how does someone like you, you know, bigating lawyer, top lawyer ng Solicitor General ka in the country, fighting in the world stage, world courts, how does someone like you end up getting into Bitcoin?
Purely by chance, you know. I keep on telling friends na I missed Bitcoin twice before kasi ang tingin ko sa kanya, pure scam or nothing interesting from an intellectual standpoint, no? One of my lawyers in 2015, I think, told me about Bitcoin. And sabi ko, I'm not really interested. I'm too busy. And then my brother got into cryptocurrencies noong the other bull cycle, 2017, 2018. I even told him na, and warned him na, you know, bro, I think those are unregistered securities. You might get into trouble, but be careful. No? But yeah. I'm a pandemic Bitcoiner. That's what I tell people. During the pandemic, I was just watching mga YouTube documentaries, and then I chanced upon a documentary about the history of money. Hindi siya immediately about Bitcoin, and so it struck me as a good history material about the evolution of money. But in the end, there was a part about Bitcoin that really got me interested. And after that, you know, I sank down the rabbit hole, dug in really deep, and I haven't gotten out. Sa totoo lang.
No turning back talaga, no, sir. What were the first few like readings or videos or podcasts did you get into for our listeners? Ano yung mga, where should they start if they want to get into Bitcoin?
Well, yun nga, no, yung documentary about the evolution of money. And then I remember a YouTube documentary about the rise and rise of Bitcoin, which talked about the early history, yung mga OGs doon sa Bitcoin space. I remember watching this documentary also about a German who was doing a documentary about the entire crypto space, no? Dahil after Bitcoin, you know, alamin ng mga lumabas na cryptocurrencies. And then of course, because I am really more of a scholar than a finance guy, I've never considered myself as an investor of anything. Binasa ko din yung mga traditional materials, no? Of course, the Bitcoin standard, yung 21 ways ni Dergigi. At some point, I think by 2011, I must have bought all the books already available on Bitcoin. Meron pa nga yung mga Bitcoin and Beef, the Christian case about Bitcoin, and meron pang nakakatawa yung written by a dentist, no? Truth Decay, no? But the more serious ones really yung mga sinulat nila Andreas Antonopoulos, some other books, no? So I basically ended up reading everything that I could because I felt that it was really interesting. Of course, I got into Bitcoin Twitter dahil it's a very noisy space, but nandun lahat yung mga magagaling sa buong cryptocurrency space. I got to know the movers and shakers, yung mga medyo may edad na, yung mga bata, yung mga philosophers, economists, pati yung mga programmers.
Yeah, I myself, you know, I love Andreas Antonopoulos and a lot of the authors you mentioned. Truth Decay, sir, hindi ko pa napapakinggan yan, hanapin ko yan. That's a very funny one. Pero yun, you know, when we met, we talked a lot about Austrian School of Economics and you mentioned history of money and all this. Parang sobrang far out concepts, no? Which I'm sure you tackle in your book. Pero my question now is, these questions, central banking, history of money, anong pakialam ng Pilipino, you know, the person in a sari-sari store, why should the Filipino care, sir, about Bitcoin?
Okay, you know, the good thing about Bitcoin is you can go really deep and talk in an academic manner. Pero dahil nga we're talking about the money and everyone has money or wants money or needs to have more of it, you can talk to every person about Bitcoin dahil the moment na maisip nila na yung pera nila is actually a melting ice cube, no? Nalulusaw yung pera because of inflation. And hindi naman pala talaga kailangang malusaw yung pera through inflation, and that yung inflation is basically a part of a system na kumukuha, no, nagta-tax sa kanila. Sabi nga ng mga Bitcoiners, no, inflation is a tax on your salary. Then sigurado na may makikinig sa'yo dahil ito yung diretso, hindi lang sa utak kundi diretso doon sa tiyan na usapan. If I can tell you na merong uri ng pera na hindi nababawasan talaga yung value niya kapag pumunta ka doon sa mundo na yon, and nakapaglumipat tayo doon sa tinatawag na Bitcoin standard, no, matatanggal yung indirect taxation na yan, sigurado ako na maraming makikinig sa'yo. Dito sa Pilipinas, no, yung number also, yung dami ng mga Pilipino na walang access sa banking system is higher than 50%, I think around 55% or 40%, depende kung sino yung pakinggan mo. And Bitcoin, sabi nga nila, is banking the unbanked. Kung meron kang mobile phone, magkakaroon ka ng access sa financial services. And dito sa Pilipinas, mas maraming Pilipino na may mobile phone kaysa sa access sa banking system dahil marami yung requirements ng banking system, but yung mobile phone pwede nating bilhin, no? And habang lumalaki yung ecosystem ng Bitcoin, magiging mas madali yung access to financial services ng mga Pilipino. At alam naman natin na yung access to financial service is very important for social mobility. Kung wala kang access doon, mapuputol talaga yung kabuhayan mo. It's like literally being financially handicapped. So I think for Filipinos, kapag maibaba mo doon sa level na talagang tatama sa tiyan yung usapan, makikinig naman sila sa'yo.
Right. And I'm sure sobrang relatable right now when we say inflation. Alam na alam ng mga kababayan,
exactly,
natin. You know, tumataas ang bilihin, di ba? And true, mas maraming may smartphone kaysa bank accounts or access to financial services.
I just saw recently yung numbers about inflation, CPI inflation in Southeast Asia. I think yung Pilipinas yung pinakamataas, no? So hindi alam ng mga Pilipino na actually hindi naman kailangan talaga yung inflation kung makakalipat tayo doon sa isang Bitcoin standard. Also, historically, yung savings, you know, yung problema sa mga Pilipino yan, no? Dahil nahihirapan talaga mag-save yung mga Pilipino. And alam naman natin na yung Bitcoin, kung hawakan mo siya ng matagal-tagal, is a very good store of value. I think this year, it's the best performing asset in the world at about 61%, no? from yung low niya noong end of the year.
Galing. So I'm sure you actually talk about this in your book, no? So on top of Truth Decay, guys, I think what you need to get is Dean Florin Hilbay's book right now, no? It's available on florin.hilbay.net. It's called Bitcoin, An Introduction to the Peer-to-Peer, Open Source, Censorship Resistance, Immutable, Permissionless, Decentralized, Global, Digital Monetary Network of the 21st Century. So medyo, it's a mouthful, sir. Siguro, yeah, baka you could tell us, what's in this book and what was your process? How did you write this book, no? And what can our audience expect from it?
Okay, it's actually an introduction to Bitcoin. Para siyang isang mahabang story about the evolution of money. And yung dulo, of course, is yung explanation of what Bitcoin is all about, no? you know, I never expected na magsusulat ako ng libro about Bitcoin. What I really wanted was to teach a course on Bitcoin. Kaya in Silliman University, I teach a course on money and state. It's essentially a course on evolution of money, and yung huli nga is, of course, the latest iteration is Bitcoin. But last December, na naginip ako na nag-book signing ako, and I realized na, okay, you know, maybe I might want to reach a wider audience because I'm so passionate about Bitcoin anyway. And I think Filipinos ought to study Bitcoin. I think the entire world should study and read about Bitcoin. And so the moment na nagising ako, I committed na magsusulat ako ng libro, and within about a month and a half natapos ko yung libro niya, no? Tong libro na ito. And after about some editing, we were able to publish it and launch it sometime last first week of or second week of March, no? The way I approach yung libro is to make it really understandable for someone na walang naiintindihan pa tungkol sa Bitcoin. And so yung unang chapter niya is about the problems with the money. So chapter number one is titled The Problem, no? Kasi yung mga tao all over the world, no, 99% of the population of the earth, hindi naman talaga nila alam na may problema doon sa pera. Because it's really not taught in universities. My undergrad education is economics, and I don't remember studying, you know, the money and the problems with the money. And so I start with the problems with the money. Yun nga, yung inflation, yung matataas na fees na ini-impose ng mga banko, and then yung lack of financial access ng karamihan, no, all over the world, yung tinatawag na banking the unbanked. And then ngayon kasi yung pera, especially because it's digital, pwede siyang gamitin for surveillance, no, which is getting more and more strange and dangerous. Dahil pag yung lahat ng financial transactions sa mga tao, hindi lang ng mga Pilipino, kayang bantayan ng Estado, talagang magkakaroon ng tinatawag na digital panopticon, no? Lahat ng galaw mo, makikita na kung ano yung purchasing habits mo. That's related to your personality, to your identity. It impacts your privacy. So yun yung chapter one. And then, of course, yung the ensuing chapters about basically the history of gold, kung paano tayo nagpunta doon sa tinatawag na fiat standard. Karamihan sa mga tao also, they don't know na we live in a very strange monetary world dahil for thousands of years, yung pera na kinikilala ng mga tao ay gold, no? Dahil nga hindi mo siya pwedeng dayain, it's scarce, konti lang siya. Kaya all throughout history, you know, for thousands of years, the only reliable form of money, asset has been gold. Ginagamit din of course yung silver, but kung talagang tumitingin ka ng gold standard for money, it's really gold. But since 1971, nawala na yung connection between paper currencies and gold, no? Kaya ngayon, nakikita natin sobrang taas ng inflation all over kasi nga starting the 1970s, nawala na yung disiplina na based on gold. And I think, and this is of course just my opinion, in the coming years and probably within the decade or a few decades, this system is going to end kasi nga unsustainable yung fiat system. Kaya it's very important na mag-invest na in knowledge yung mga tao, especially yung mga Pilipino, in understanding kung ano yung susunod na monetary transition. And Bitcoiners like myself believe that Bitcoin is going to be the world reserve currency and humanity's cash in the next few years or maybe the next few decades.
Yun. So, guys, florin.helbay.net. If you're from Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao, and even anywhere in the world, you can order this book and learn about this history of money. Curious question lang din. You mentioned, no, you took economics, but it wasn't really discussed with you. Do you have an idea why this is the case, especially since you're a dean right now of a university?
Well, I think part of the reason why that's the case is because the dominant na economic thinking ngayon is tinatawag na Keynesianism, no?
Right.
Yung post-war, post-Second World War na economics, which is inflationary. So yung assumption noong mainstream thinking of economics na yon, in fact, kapag nag-aral ka ng economics, hindi sinasabi na mainstream. No, it simply assumed na it's Keynesian economics. If you look at the national budget ng Philippines, ng US, it's based on Keynesian economics. And yung core assumption ng Keynesian economics is pwedeng galawin yung supply ng pera. So you need to have some institution like the central bank that has the power to manipulate the supply of money and interest rates. And yun yung tinuturo na economics. We're not really taught na there's another form of economics, which is what you mentioned earlier, no, Harry, na Austrian economics, na ang basic na belief naman is don't touch the money. We need to have sound money the way people for hundreds of years had sound money. Kasi nga, kung may disiplina yung pera, makokontrol yung tinatawag na mga asset bubbles, no? Magkakaroon ka ng credit expansion paminsan-minsan, pero kapag inabot niya na yung dulo niya, magkakaroon ng tinatawag na contraction and babalik sa disciplined or sound money. Today, it's not taught in economics courses all over the world, no? Or at least in most part of the world. Dahil nga ayaw nilang questionin yung mainstream line of thinking, which is basically Keynesian. And once you start teaching it, parang pinipilayan mo yung the economic foundation of the global system today. And well, sana kung pwede lang na ganun, okay. But given high inflation rates, yung high debt to the GDP ratio ng mga bansa, talagang sinasadsad na, no? I think we're really near the edge of this economic system. And given na ang taas ngayon ng level of inequality, no, economists look for what is known as the Gini coefficient, no? Gaano kalaki yung disparity ng wealth ng mga mayayaman at mahihirap. Given the inflationary economics that economists use and it was taught in schools all over the world, yun yung nagiging epekto and hindi talaga siya sustainable. So at some point, people need to start going back to the basics of sound money and maybe start learning more about Austrian economics.
Yun, sakto yung sinabi mo, sir, no, na mainstream is really against it. I think in your book, you even quoted, you know, Paul Krugman, who's super popular, laging nasa news, Nobel Prize winner in economics, and he calls Bitcoin evil, diba?
Yeah, that's right. No, and ako, bago ko na intindihan itong Bitcoin, I used to read Paul Krugman, you know, quite often because he is a Nobel Prize winner, and alam naman natin kapag Nobel Prize, you know, that's one of the highest possible na achievements of an academic, no? And tayo, 'di ba, we recognize those international awards. And kung susundin mo yung assumptions ng mainstream economics, everything that he says would sound quite reasonable, in fact, no? But yun nga, kapag namulat na yung mga mata, there's no turning back. You start questioning the assumptions of mainstream economics, then you start asking, bakit ba sila galit na galit doon sa Bitcoin? Eh, ang gusto lang naman ng Bitcoin is to return to sound money the way we had sound money for hundreds of years. Maybe there's something about the wisdom of the ancients na talagang dapat balikan natin, especially given na ang taas ng inflation, ang taas ng utang ng mga bansa, yung mga tao, they're sinking into debt, no, more and more. And itong mga giyera na to, actually, to some extent, is fueled by the lack of discipline in the budget of the various countries all over the world. No?
Right. Governments are printing and printing money, no? Literally. And, you know, guys, this is available. This is all available in Dean Florin's book. It's in the description. Please click it. And you can learn more about itong mga sinasabi niya about how it's not taught, all this monetary system stuff, all the printing of money. So very exciting, sir. I really hope everyone gets to read your book. So yun, last question. What's next, no? You're currently a dean at a university, which actually I think is the reason why the Bitcoiners are very excited. Diba? You're actually at the helm. You have a say to faculty, to students. So, you know, what's next for you, sir? You know, with your book as a lawyer, okay, and as a dean of the university.
Actually, I never expected na magiging busy ako about Bitcoin. But ever since I published the book, ang dami mga ideas na dumating, I got to know a lot of people. One of them is, of course, you, yes, Harry Santos, and then yung mga ibang Bitcoiners. And marami kaming ginagawa, no? I can focus for one on, say, Siliman, no? In Siliman, we're trying to do mass adoption at the level of the university, at the level of the students, no? Yung mga estudyante ko, with my students, we have set up the Bitcoin Society of the Philippines, which we hope will be able to scale, you know, in different universities all over the country. Kasi nga, you know, yung mga bata ngayon, they're digital native. So, yung idea ng money that is residing in the internet is not really strange to them. Kasi the internet is not strange to them as they are to people of my generation. I'm also setting up an institute. I hope the university will support me. Mukha namang supportive sila, no? An institute for monetary fairness. So it's called the IMF. So we hope na with the IMF, we can do more lectures and bring in Bitcoiners. Like you, of course, Harry, yung kaibigan natin, sila Ramon Tayag, who are mas technical yung pagkakaintindi nila, no? Can discuss yung technical details of, say, the Bitcoin protocol or the Lightning Network, because we want people to understand na Bitcoin is not a closed na area of knowledge. In fact, Bitcoin practically invites you to study it. It's an open source protocol, kaya if you have the time and the patience, you can really understand it. Outside of Siliman, I've gotten very busy as well. On Thursday, I'll be speaking before Congress. Yung activities natin on Facebook and on Instagram, medyo napapansin na rin ng mga public officials natin. I'd like to present before Congress, no, idea of what Bitcoin is all about and how it can promote transparency and accountability in government. In fact, isa sa mga proposal ko nga sa kanila is to start thinking of a way to accumulate Bitcoin for the Philippine government, because at some point, kapag naintindihan to ng mga iba't ibang bansa, you know, there will be a race to accumulate the hardest form of money known to humanity, no? And finally, outside the country, I've been invited to attend a Bitcoin conference in the United States. Napansin na rin yung activities natin on Twitter. And so I'm very happy na na-recognize yung mga Pilipino na katulad ko all over the world, and we're being invited in international conferences. Lastly, with respect to the book, I've been in talks with a Bitcoin publishing house na nakita nila. I think merong isang European na nakabasa na ng libro and recommended me to get in touch with Consensus Network. And so we're trying to publish the book in Europe and in the United States. And hopefully by September, we'll be on Amazon, no?
Wow, lots of exciting things, no? Grabe, Dean, it's such an honor to even be able to talk to you and to have you as an ally among Bitcoiners. Thanks for coming. Sobrang bitin, but I'm sure we will be having a lot more discussions. So para sa mga nakikinig dyan, yeah, yeah, this is all in the description section. Please do buy the book and follow Dean Florian Hilbay on Twitter. It is all on the description. And yes, thank you again, Dean Florian. Thanks for being here with us.
Yeah, thank you, Harry. Outside of my own circle of family and friends na nakikinig sa akin about Bitcoin, your group, you know, kayo nila Ramon Tayag, were the first Bitcoiner friends that I met, you know, kaya I'm so happy and thankful to have met you guys and to have the opportunity to interact with fellow Bitcoiners like you.
Awesome. Okay.
That concludes another episode. Hope it was as insightful for you as it was for me. We have lots of exciting guests and topics coming up, so be sure to follow me on Twitter at Harry Initiative. Be updated on the next episodes and see you on our next trip here on Block to the Future.